Random question.
The random question of the day. Now, last week, people didn't like my random questions.
They did not. They weren't a big fan. I think this one will be all right, but yeah, they weren't a huge fan
of
your question.
They said there was no question involved. Mm-hmm.
That's an important part of random question is the question.
Well, yeah, I know, but I felt that there was a question. But this is a question. Would you eat this? It's $25, though. They call it the Taste of the K Taco. That's pretty pricey. Taco, to be
quite honest.
It's
the new taco at the K.
It's been all over. Darren Revelle's tweeted about it. Bleacher Report's tweeted about it. Sports Illustrated. Even MLB on their first or official Twitter account put it out there. So they got what they wanted. Aramark got what they wanted. Everybody's talking about this. A hot dog. Yesterday was National Hot Dog Day, by the way. Happy Hot Dog Day.
Yeah, did you call Joey Chestnut up?
I should have. We definitely celebrated him last night because of being Hot Dog Day. But what? What? I watched him on YouTube that night of 4th of July.
I know you did.
Oh, I thought you said last night in honor of National Hot Dog Day.
I could have. A hot dog wrapped in a cheeseburger quesadilla. Think about that. Think how wonderful that sounds. A cheeseburger quesadilla topped with barbecue brisket. You kidding me? French fries, onion, sriracha cracker jacks, and 816 sauce. I'm not exactly sure what the 816 sauce is. Dusty knows more about that than I do, but this sounds wonderful.
It sounds like something that Shaggy and Scooby-Doo would eat as a snack.
I'm looking at the photo of it.
The cheeseburger quesadilla, that just makes
there's a lot. There's a lot going on here. You know, it's $25, so that's for starters. At first glance, my initial thought is when they hand it to you on a plate or a little, you know, small container, this thing is already going to be falling apart. How do you bite this? This is a fork thing. You can get one bite maybe, and then you have to go to the fork, I'm thinking.
You start with the top, you hold two sides, a hand on each side.
The Cracker Jacks, I might have to knock, those are going to fall off anyway. You move the Cracker Jacks off the top, and then just take a bite and see if you can't get some of the brisket and the hot dog.
Yeah, the cheeseburger quesadilla is kind of holding things together. It's kind of the glue.
You're going to be more focused on eating that thing than watching the game. There's too much going on.
You got to make sure you don't end up with half of this on your lap.
Yeah, it's too much going on.
$25 pretty steep, though.
Well, that too.
We should, I don't know, the Aramark folks, we should we should try this on the show. I just don't know how can they bring us one? Can we get one out here? Do something? I would like to try this and see. I think it's just a very difficult thing to eat.
You're saying you want to see if Jake can manage to.
Yeah, Binks says he's got it figured out. I think after one bite, you got to go to the fork.
I think that's part of the thrill of it, though. Like who could eat this thing the best without spilling it everywhere?
I mean, the Cracker Jacks are fall. I mean, look at the photo. Once you grab it, all the Cracker Jacks, I feel like, are going to fall off the thing.
I'm not a fan of the Cracker Jacks being on it, to be quite honest with you.
I don't need the Sriracha Cracker Jacks. The hot dog wrapped in a cheeseburger quesadilla with barbecue brisket.
Sounds wonderful.
Before you even add the fries, I think it's pretty good.
It's too much food for...
That's $25. It's going to fill you up. You better have access. I mean,
someone said $25 for an emergency colonoscopy.
Well, I was going to say, if you eat that in the first inning, by the seventh inning stretch, you were, if not earlier, you were absolutely having to go to the restroom.
Did you ever think you did a 999 challenge?
No.
I'd rather do that than, I think I would rather
really?
Have, no, I'd rather have like three dogs or three dogs, three beers than eat this.
Yeah, $25 for
one menu
item. I'll spend my $25
somewhere else.
Other than the plain curiosity of it, that's $25 to have that. I mean, I want the calorie breakdown on this thing, too.
Whatever.
I want the calorie breakdown on this one. Usually they add that stuff, too.
It would be steep. Sriracha Cracker Jacks are interesting. I think I just like them separate, though. But the brisket, the cheeseburger quesadilla.
What's 816 sauce? Does anybody know?
I don't know what 816 sauce
is. Is that just what they call their barbecue sauce there? Or is that a... like 816 sauce, it's a little mix of, is that like their ketchup and ranch or their barbecue and ranch sauce or something? What is that? I need to know what 816 sauce is.
Someone wants to know if this is what you ate when you broke your parents' toilet.
Yeah, that's a fair quote. By the way, new toilet installed.
Nice.
I've tested it a few times. It's all good.
Yeah, I just broke mine.
No, you didn't.
I did. Wait, they had water seeping out of the ring. Oh, yeah. Water came out of the ring, and it was like something in the back, too. Water was coming out the back and the front.
Hold on, I had to order another one.
It's not coming until Monday. The parts, I had to shut the water off. I broke the toilet as well.
You heard my story, right?
I did.
You're saying, so what? Mine never...
I never laughed about it because it's a realistic thing.
The toilet I broke at my parents' house after I was over there, I don't know, it's been a month now, I guess.
Yeah.
It broke from the back of the toilet. It was a 40-year-old toilet.
Well, this one was too. It broke from the back, but the water was seeping out the front too. It broke from the back, and these parts are kind of hard to order, I guess. And so
no parts for this. You need a new toilet. Well, mind the porcelain cracked. The porcelain fell to the ground.
I don't have that
the
problem.
Porcelain pieces of porcelain started dropping from the toilet.
I don't have that problem.
Okay.
It wasn't that bad?
No. But I had a similar situation.
Wow. So it's not just me.
No, it's not just
me.
And
for those that always ask, no, I was not leaning back on the toilet. It was a 40-year-old toilet.
It was at my parents' house, dude.
Yeah. I've been sitting on toilets for 33 years. I know how to sit on a toilet properly without breaking it.
I thought I did.
You know?
Yeah. But apparently I don't.
You thought you did. Oh.
It happens, Drew.
And I know it does.
Someone says 816 sauce. The Royals hinting they want to stay in Missouri. That's right. It's all in the sauce.
I went and bought some Johnny Wilson sauce once. It's okay. Good. It's from Johnny's. Yeah, I brought it home. Yeah, I know what that home is. Game. I got the Whataburger jalapeno ranch. I bought a Hy-Vee too. Fair enough. Like just different stuff, condiments from different places.
Makes sense.
See if I can break another toilet. After that $25 taco, I might.
I mean,
it's very costly for a new toilet. It's like $1,700.
I'm assuming this taco is available Friday night against the White Sox.
Of course, they're going to put it out. What a great
tomorrow
thing to
do. Tomorrow, I want to ask Eisenberg about this. He's going to be in studio with us. I want to see if Eisenberg's going to have one of these before his broadcast. That seems like a bad idea. Before the broadcast.
You might hear some noises in the background of him making the call.
Yeah, you got to be close to the bathrooms at the game. Yeah. Who will be going to him?
Yeah. $25. Can you cut it in half and split it with somebody?
Probably.
I don't know.
It'd be hard to cut.
It doesn't look like something you can really share. For those that haven't seen it, it's all over social media.
Which I give him credit for putting something out.
That's why Aramark does about this, though, right? It gets people talking about the Royals and gets people talking about Aramark or whatever.
Great
idea. That's where a lot of these have gotten so crazy that they're almost just not even realistic to actually consume.
They had to give it to you free if we eat it within 5 minutes. And you get the $25. Seriously, make it like a food challenge type thing. Because some restaurants do that, where if you eat the 5-pound tenderloin.
Have you done one? Have you done a food challenge before like that?
Not of that kind of stuff. With the tenderloin, yes. But the tenderloin, they have a 5-pound tenderloin.
Explain this one to me.
And my friend Tank ate it within 5 minutes. He was dipping the bun in water. But he had an hour. He had an hour to eat that and a pound of fries.
5-pound tenderloin in an hour.
5 pounds and another pound of fries.
Oh.
And he had a half pound of bacon.
And he did it?
Yeah, he did it.
Well, his name's Tank, like you said. So,
but it was before the Royals won the World Series in 50. It was actually the greatest athletic contest I'd seen for the longest time. But he did it. But I think they should do this because a lot of places will do this. Like if you eat this thing within 10 minutes or something, you get it free. Hmm. It'd be great. They had the person come down for it, $25. You get it for free if you eat it within, what's fair, 10 minutes for that thing?
Yeah. I will say this $25 taco with the hot dog wrapped in a beef quesadilla, beef and cheese quesadilla or something. You don't want to get that on Dollar Dog Night because then you feel like you're also really overspending because then the hot dog is even, at least you go on a Friday night when the dog might be $7.50 or whatever dog is.
That's right.
You don't want to get this on Dollar Dog Night.
No.
You got to get on the non-Dollar Dog
Night.
You
get 25 of them.
Correct.
Do they use the Dollar Dogs then on the, that would be the other thing.
It doesn't look like it.
It's not worth $25 if you're using the Dollar Dog.
You're saying this is a better quality dog.
It does. It looks like a high quality dog.
High quality dog.
I don't know if they go Nathan's on it, but it seems high quality.
I think they switched hot dog providers this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Who are they using?
I want to say it used to be Hebrew National, and now it's somebody else. Oh, somebody said, I feel bad. They sent us a box before the season.
Oh.
The company. I don't remember.
Name those wieners.
From Chicago. Oh, my goodness. I can picture the freaking box. It's going to drive me crazy.
I've got some Nathan's hot dogs at home. I love them.
I'm trying to get my wife at the grocery store. I was like, let's have some Nathan's.
Vienna beef.
I tried to get her. I was like, hey, let's have some Nathan's. She's like, no, I like my ballpark hot dogs. That's fine. I'm going to have those. And I haven't had a Nathan's dog in a while.
Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh, they have the Nathan's on the rollers.
Johnsonville might be goaded, and that's only because you go to the Bratfest, which they also have hot dogs at the Bratfest.
Well, sometimes
in
you get a deal on them.
They're amazing.
If you buy gas, you can get them for like a buck or something, the Nathan's hot dogs.
Yeah. Someone says they have faith in gold, completing the Blazing Challenge of B-dubs. No way. I don't.
You don't think you'd be able to because you can't.
Oh, they think now because I can't smell.
I wonder if that's like you're not going to sense you're not going to.
But
feel
I can
the heat.
Taste. Maybe I won't feel the heat as much. I can taste things. Just some stuff is not the same since December. But I wonder, yeah, I mean, even when I drink whiskey now, some of it doesn't taste as strong because I don't have the full blown.
It sucks.
It does. It sucks. Big time. Big time.
Can you enjoy beer?
Oh, yeah. I can taste a lot of things. Some stuff is not as appetizing as it was. That's why I don't eat Chipotle anymore. And then some other things taste normal. There was some article I read. Like, there's three things. So really salty stuff and really sweet and soury stuff I can totally taste. It, like,
so you
taste the best.
This taco.
Maybe.
I would assume. Okay. So, I mean, I've had hot dogs out at the K this year already.
Somebody from the text line said, your boy Tank is an all-time athlete.
Well, he is. It's been proven.
Someone says that there's a picture catering manager for a local barbecue place in Shawnee. They'll try to bring in some of their special sauce and barbecue. There you go. Hit us up.
All about the sauce, man.